The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Now, I do have a habit of trying to get something new and really notable to start the program off. Not the case this time around. We just get to some of the things going on locally that lots of people enjoy, and they just need an update. So maybe next week. We're going to start off today with the Lincoln Theater. That's on East Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. Thursday, September 19th, Rome Jeter presents 919 Day at 8 o'clock. Friday, September 20th, Black Uhuru, that's at 9. Saturday, September 21st, David Allan Coe at 8 o'clock. Sunday, September 22nd, the Afton Music Showcase, it starts at 6:30. Tuesday through Thursday, September 24th through the 26th, select IBMA Bluegrass Ramble performers. Concerts start at 6 on Tuesday and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, September 27th, two events at Lincoln Theater. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors with Bird Talker at 7:30. And then the Travelin' McCoorys at 11:50. Saturday, September 28th, Star Kitchen at 9:30. Sunday, September 29th, Noah Kahan with J.P. Sachs, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Moving on to the Ritz, which is on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Thursday, September 19th, Alter Bridge, Walk the Sky Tour. Friday, September 20th, Tesla. Tuesday, September 24th, Catfish and the Bottlemen. Friday, September 27th, Hot 97.9 presents Tupac versus Biggie at 10 o'clock. Saturday, September 28th, Rope in the Wind, Garth Brooks tribute at 7. Thursday, October 3rd, Whale, Everything is Fine Tour. Saturday, October 5th, Theory of a Dead Man. Sunday, October 6th, Rick Ross, Port of Miami 2 Tour. All right, and the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, September 18th, Agent Orange with the Turbo ACS, Queen City Rejects, Poison Anthem, and Ghost OSN. That all starts at 8 o'clock. Two events on Thursday, September 19th, Comedy Overload, a local stand-up comedy showcase. That starts at 8. And then at 9, Bike Fest Kickoff Party with Them, Motorbilly, and Born Again Heathens. Friday, September 20th, CBDB with Groove Fetish. Saturday, September 21st, Groove in the Garden 2019. That starts at 2. Saturday, September 21st, Travers Brothership with Little Bird. Sunday, September 22nd, two events, Day Party Series Beatlesque. Tribute to the Beatles starts at 2. And then at 8:30, Jesse Dayton with Mike Stinson. Monday, September 23rd, Coast to Coast Live Interactive Showcase. Tuesday through Thursday, September 24th through the 26th, select IBMA Bluegrass Ramble shows. Starts at 7 on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then at 6 on Thursday. Friday, September 27th, Fireside Collective with Twisted Pine and Gravy Boys at 8. Saturday, September 28th, Road to Shikori. Tan and Sober Gentlemen, Onyx Club Boys, Into the Fog, and more. That starts at 5. Sunday, September 29th, Patrick Sweeney with Surf Cavalier, and the music starts at 8 o'clock. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art. That, of course, on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. One more event on the 2019 summer concert schedule. It's a biggie. Wednesday, September 25th, Rhiannon Giddens with Francesco Teresi. And that concert starts at 7:30. And the Museum of Art is back with its Sights and Sounds concert series, all concerts on Sundays, and they start at 2. And it kicks off November 10th with Ciampi Quartet. November 24th, Clary Yang on piano and Javier Martinez Campos on cello. January 5th, the Mallarmé Chamber Players. And then on February 2nd, Dr. Robert Young on saxophone. All right, couple of big events coming up very soon. Art of Cool Festival, that's September 27th through the 29th. The AOC Fest, as it's known. The festival is celebrating its sixth year in downtown Durham. AOC Fest 2019 fuses forward-thinking R&B, neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, alternative, and spoken word. The main venue will be Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Additional venues include the Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, Carolina Theater, The Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. Festival headliners include Jill Scott, Run DMC, Ari Lennox, Daryl DMC McDaniels, Marcus Anderson, 95 Live, Black Violin, Omar, and more. And, of course, there's a wide-open bluegrass. The festival is September 24th through the 28th, and the festival has been one of downtown Raleigh's largest events. For this year's festival, tickets to the top shows will be free for the first time, expanding the audience that will file into Red Hat Amphitheater for the Stars of Bluegrass. Headliners for the 2019 festival include I'm With Her, that's a supergroup trio of Sarah Watkins, Sarah Draws, and Aoife O'Donovan. Also appearing, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Balsam Range, Sister Sadie, and Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. They join Del McCoury and Molly Tuttle. World of Bluegrass actually encompasses four events. The IBMA Business Conference, the Bluegrass Ramble, the 30th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards, and PNC presents Wide Open Bluegrass, which is a two-day part of the two-day festival there that takes place during the event. All right, let's take a look at some of the music festivals around the state of North Carolina. September 20th and 21st, Carolina in the Fall Music and Food Festival. This is in Wilkesboro. The Kruger Brothers bring some of North Carolina's best folk, roots bands, and others from elsewhere to their adopted hometown of Wilkesboro. Festival site, Wilkes Heritage Museum and the Holiday Inn Express. September 21st, Groove in the Garden, Raleigh, the day at Raleigh Lowell Theater's Rose Garden, includes shows by mostly local bands playing indie pop, southern rock, R&B, and bluegrass on two stages. This is at Stevenson Amphitheater at Raleigh Little Theater. Well, how about that? September 21st as well, Creedmoor Music Festival. This is a street festival presenting music from local and regional artists. It's in its 28th year, and the festival site is Main Street. September 27 and 28, Marcus King Band Family Reunion in Black Mountain. Blues guitarist Marcus King curates the lineup for the two-day event, which is a benefit for charities to be named. Shows are held on Pisgah Brewing Company's outdoor stage and inside the tap room. This is its third year. September 27 and 28, Carolina Jubilee. This is in the community of Harmony. The festival is a fundraiser for the Carolina Farm Trust, which buys farmland and puts it into a protective trust to lease back to new and existing farmers. The festival site is Van Hoy Farms. September 28th, Emerald Isle Beach Music Festival. The free event is held on the beach with food trucks in the adjacent parking area. The festival is held to recapture the festival atmosphere of the 80s and 90s. Festival site, Western Ocean Regional Access. September 28 and 29, the Carrboro Music Festival. It's in its 22nd year, presents about 200 acts from around the triangle in all sorts of genres, and it's all free. Festival site, downtown Carrboro. October 3rd through the 6th, Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival in Silk Hope. The semi-annual festival presents an eclectic mix of music from rock to jazz and Americana, Cajun, and klezmer on four stages. The festival site, Shikori Hills. October 4 and 5, an excuse to go to the beach. Old Front Porch Music Festival, and this is in Oriental. The picturesque coastal village of Oriental opens the front porches of several homes and businesses for more than two dozen groups and solo performers who play a variety of music Friday afternoon and all day Saturday. Artisans and crafters display their wares, and local restaurants and delis sell food. A Friday night concert is ticketed. The rest is free. The festival is in its sixth year. October 5th, Brewgrass Festival. This is in Asheville. The festival, hosted by the Great Smokies Craft Brewers Association, presents beer from about 50 local brewers and several bands as a benefit for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Western North Carolina. Festival's in its 23rd year, and it's held at Salvage Station. A couple of, more events on October 5th, Bascom Lamar Lunsford Festival. This is in Mars Hill. Regional musicians and dancers remember Lunsford, a musician and folklorist who dedicated his life to collecting and promoting the music of the Southern Appalachians. The festival's in its 52nd year. Festival site, Mars Hill University. And October 5th, Phoenix Fest, which is in Durham. This is a street festival that celebrates the cultural legacy of Durham's historic Hayti community. It's in its 18th year and is held along Fayetteville Street. All right, the amphitheater schedules are starting to slow down some. Red Hat Amphitheater, lots of good shows left. Saturday, September 21st, NF, the Search Tour. Tuesday, September 24th, Dropkick Murphys and Clutch, Fall 2019 Tour. Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th, IBMA concerts. Tuesday, October 1st, The Head and the Heart, Living Mirage Tour. Saturday, October 5th, Zed, The Orbit Tour. Tuesday, October 8th, Sarah Bareilles, Amidst the Chaos Tour. And Friday, October 25th, Bastille, Doom Days Tour, Part 1. And we have, what, three concerts left at this season at the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Thursday, September 19th, Meek Mill and Future. Saturday, October 5th, ZZ Top. And it's closed out Saturday, October 12th, with Luke Bryan, Cole Swindell, and John Langston. And at Cocobooth Amphitheater. Wednesday, September 18th, Diamond Creek. This is part of the Pickin' in the Pines series. Saturday, September 21st, Mandolin Orange with Mountain Man. Wednesday, September 25th, Johnny Folsom 4 and a Patsy Cline tribute, again, Pickin' in the Pines series. Saturday, September 28th, Asia Fest, featuring the Greater Triangle Area Dragon Boat Festival. Wednesday, October 2nd, Lorraine Jordan and Friends, Pickin' in the Pines series. Saturday, October 5th, second annual Tacos and Taps. Saturday, October 12th, Carrie Diwali 2019. Wednesday, October 16th, it's Wilco. And Friday and Saturday, October 18 and 19, the Triangle Oktoberfest. And also coming up, audio-described events. We'll start with Raleigh and Kerry. Sunday, September 29th, 12 Angry Jurors, Kerry Players at Kerry Arts Center. A 19-year-old man has just stood trial for the fatal stabbing of his father. He doesn't stand a chance, mutters the guard, as the 12 jurors are taken into the bleak jury room. It looks like an open and shut case until one of the jurors begins opening the other's eyes to the facts. Again, 3 o'clock at the Kerry Arts Center. Also on September 29th, Inherit the Wind, Justice Theater Project at Umstead United Church of Christ. In a sleepy Bible Belt town, a teacher is arrested for defying state law by teaching Darwin's theory to his class. Matthew Harrison Brady, a presidential contender, joins the prosecution against evolution, prompting the Baltimore Herald to hire renowned attorney Henry Drummond for the defense, based on the infamous Scopes Monkey Trial. An epic clash of the titans ensues in the true trial of the century at 3:30. Sunday, October 6th, Blood at the Root. This is Raleigh Little Theater, based on the true story of the Jena Six. Six black students who were initially charged with attempted murder for a school fight after being provoked with nooses hanging from a tree on campus. This bold ensemble drama examines the miscarriage of justice, racial double standards, the crisis in relations between men and women of all classes, and as a result, the shattering state of black family life. This is at 3 o'clock again, Raleigh Little Theater. Durham and Chapel Hill, Tuesday, September 17th, Native Son, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill. Native Son on the Chicago South Side in the 1930s, Bigger Thomas struggles to find a place for himself in a world where systematic oppression and poverty make fear and violence the everyday currency of life. Again, Paul Green Theater, 7:30. Saturday, October 5th, it's Aladdin at DPAC. A thrilling new production filled with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and breathtaking spectacle. Starts at 8 o'clock. Saturday, October 12th, Waters Rise at Women's Theater Festival, Shadowbox Studios. In this surprising comedy, climate change has made it so that almost every town is flooded. To make things worse, there's been a bit of an alien invasion, and the government is not being entirely transparent about it. It's a battle between suits and souls as roommates Holly and Sarah try to decide how wicked they're willing to be in order to survive. Shadowbox Studio, Dominion Street, Durham. This is a 1:30 performance. All right, look, one event for Greensboro and Winston-Salem. It's Saturday, September 28th. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Triad Stage in Greensboro. Come to the party, but don't play the drinking games. The lights are on late as George and Martha's as two couples in a quiet college town turn a nightcap into an all-out, all-night fight. Peek through their windows and uncover the devastating truth behind the illusions. Curtain goes up at 2. Then in Fayetteville, Thursday, September 19th, Mamma Mia, Cape Fear Regional Theater, Fayetteville. Of course, the plot follows a young bride-to-be who invites three men to her upcoming wedding, each one with the possibility of being her father. That's a 7:30 performance. All right, checking things out at North Hills, the annual Friday Night Tribute Series is now on, 5:30 to 9 o'clock at Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park. September 20th, it is 20 Ride. September 27th, the Breakfast Club. October 4th, the Shakedown. And October 11th, Sleeping Booty. Saturday, October 12th, it's the Full Moon Party. This is a special one-night-only Full Moon Party featuring Moon Taxi live in concert at Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. RPNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets. By phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Monday, September 30th, it's Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty 360 Tour. Special guests are Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Thursday, October 17th, Post Malone. The Runaway Tour. Post has gained acclaim for blending musical genres, including pop, trap, and rock. His introspective songwriting and his laconic vocal style. Saturday, October 19th, Bon Iver, expanding their latest tour, reflects the growing community around the band in both recording and live performance, and invites the audience to gather for an exciting new production. Sunday, October 20th, it's Mercy Me, the Imagination Tour. It continues to be a landmark season for the multi-platinum-selling Mercy Me, of course a major motion picture based on the life of frontman Bart Millard, or Millard, who wrote the mega-hit song, I Can Only Imagine. Sunday, November 3rd, Slayer, the final campaign. Friday, November 8th, the Black Keys with Modest Mouse. This is the Let's Rock Tour. Tuesday, November 19th, it's the 1975. The group has been classified as a pop rock band. Scott Kerr of AllMusic wrote that the band combined the dark and youthful themes of sex, love, and fear with ethereal alt-rock music. Also coming up Wednesday, November 20th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the all-new Christmas Eve, and other stories. All right, let's check the lineup for Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. We'll start off with Thursday, September 19th, Judy Collins. Judy Collins has inspired audiences with sublime vocals, boldly vulnerable songwriting, personal life triumphs, and a firm commitment to social activism. Friday, September 20th at Carolina Theater, Nate Bergetzi, Good Problem to Have tour. Hailing from Old Hickory, Tennessee, rising stand-up comedian Nate Bergetzi is selling out shows across America. Saturday, September 21st, Capitol Steps, the Lion Kings. And that's not lion with a L-I-O-N. This is the Capitol Steps' latest show that had audiences roaring with laughter. What better time to see the Capitol Steps than now with the next presidential election season approaching? Sunday, September 22nd, you can enjoy the Mavericks. Thursday, September 26th, Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band. Sunday, September 29th, the Righteous Brothers. This is Bill Medley and Bucky Hurd. Wednesday, October 2nd, at Carolina Theater, Eric Andre, Legalize Everything Tour. Eric is the creator and host of Adult Swim's hit series, The Eric Andre Show. Thursday, October 3rd, Mavis Staples. As a solo artist, Mavis has continued her family's musical tradition, singing uplifting songs that champion civil rights. As a member of the Staples Singer, the group was once called God's Greatest Hitmakers. NPR regards Mavis as one of America's defining voices of freedom and peace. Friday, October 4th, Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me Tour. Saturday, October 5th, Criminal Podcast Live Show. Sunday, October 6th, it's the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Masters of Invention. Monday, October 7th, Craig Ferguson, Hobo Fabulous Tour, and that's a 7:30 start. Wednesday, October 9th, Metallica and Metallica and San Francisco Symphony. This is SNM2. And finally, Friday, October 11th, Hocus Pocus Halloween. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.